Well, she's obviously worried that there would be a bad outcome. It's just absolutely incredible that they've waited now almost 8 years. The accused was arrested very soon after the murder. And, you know, it's just been a long, arduous, traumatic journey for them. And we're just all hoping and praying that justice is done. But you cannot be certain. So obviously a long, long flight to get to Goa in India for Andrea, Danielle's mother and some of the family that are travelling out. Obviously everybody here in Donegal and I think across Ireland who remember the case will be thinking of them at this time.
Are their hopes high for the verdict to go their way, Deputy McLaughlin? It would be awful for them to travel that journey to hear something that they didn't want to hear.
Well, their legal advisors, and then the embassy officials, they can never be sure, and I suppose it's the not knowing that is so hard at this moment in time. The evidence appears to be very, very strong. But there's that fear that this could end in a devastating outcome for the family and that justice wouldn't be done. It was a murder in the most horrific circumstances. It left the family just so bereft. Danielle was a fair bit older than some of her younger siblings and I suppose is like a second mother to them all. And, I know the family very well myself. So this is a really hard time. And I'm just hoping and praying that justice is done and they can bring some degree of closure to all of this.